Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. And are you or is any member, I'm sorry, are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white, or other?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Yes, what is your main race? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American?
I'm Caucasian. I am Caucasian.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
It's over 65.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Is it definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Republican with probably lean slightly to the Democrat candidate.
Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the... Okay. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Scott Boyd.
Yeah, Scott, yes. I'm right in the middle of something right now. How many more questions?
We still have a few more to go, but they go by very fast.
Can you hold on just a second? Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, good. Okay. Yeah. Do you guys need me for anything right now?
Not really.
Okay.
I just need to jump the time.
Okay, so this is the finance agreement? Oh, power of attorney. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
No.
We talked about that. Did you want to extend warranty or not on that, anything like that?
Yeah,
since you're going back to China, you're probably not going to be keeping the car that long anyway.
No, thank you.
Okay. Pick up where you left off there.
Thank you. Now, if we were in Scott Boyd, how should I record your answer for Scott Boyd?
I don't know him.
Okay, thank you very much. Then we have Kamala Harris. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
And is that very And is that very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Leonard Spencer.
Don't know him.
Thank you. Then we have Erin Huntley.
Don't know.
Thank you. Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
Don't know.
Never heard of her?
Right.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Leonard Spencer. That's right.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably voting.
Thank you. And as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty would face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says these false charges were created by her political opponent.
I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Well, this is, we're about to finish. Okay. Oh my God. My luck.